Getting help can make the difference between surviving or ending your own life. Blas Diaz works in a Chicago nursing home for the mentally ill, but he never thought he would find mental illness so close to home, right in his own family.
My aunt is 52 years old and has 3 kids. Her youngest is just starting college classes here in Chicago. I want to thank her for taking the time to talk about something that most people wouldn't. Here she is.
When I was first diagnosed, I was like late 30s, and they said I was manic depressant, and I didn't know what that meant. I thought I was just depressed all the time. But eventually I found out that it was called bipolar. And, they tried all kinds of medicines on me till maybe when I was in my mid-40s, they finally found something to keep me stable. But you have to play with medicines to find out what's going to work.
It can take a long time to find that perfect mix of medicines that leaves you feeling what we call normal. Nobody reacts exactly the same to a drug, and because these drugs affect one of the most complex organs in our bodies, our brains, many people with mental illness would rather not even receive treatment in the form of medication. So we've all seen those commercials for medicines used to treat depression, like Zoloft, Cymbalta, or Abilify, that talk about depression for 30 seconds and then list a ton of side effects that seem to go on forever.
Zoloft is not for everyone. People taking MAOIs or Pimazide shouldn't take Zoloft. Side effects may include dry mouth, insomnia, sexual side effects, diarrhea.
Tell your doctor about alcohol use, liver disease, and before you reduce or stop taking Cymbalta, dizziness or fainting may occur upon standing.
It's almost funny, until you remember that so far, medications used to treat mental illness all have long lists of side effects. The truth is that you need to work closely with a doctor that you trust to minimize side effects, and this can only happen through trial and error and a lot of communication coming from both the patient and the doctor.
I was taking a Depakote, and that one would give me real bad migraines. I also had another side effect where I was confused. I wouldn't know where I was going. I would be driving the car in my neighborhood, and I didn't know where I was. So I would lose my mind. Another medication I took affected my kidneys. It would hurt really, really bad. And as soon as I stopped taking it, I felt a lot better.
If it almost seems like the medication is worse than the illness, imagine what it's like for children who are living with untreated mental illness.
I didn't know that I had that I was bipolar when I was little, because everybody thought that I was just being spoiled and I would have these fits. And I never told anybody that I wanted to kill myself when I was a kid.
So you wanted to kill yourself when you were a kid too?
Oh yeah. I always thought about, you know, jumping off the house. I wanted just to go away. I didn't want to be around here anymore. I would do crazy things. I wouldn't remember a lot of things. People would tell me that when I was little, I used to fight a lot. And when that happens, I could tell that my blood starts rushing to my head. And then that's when I explode and I start fighting and throwing things. And like I said, I black out.
I knew her as the mother of my cousins that I grew up with. I knew her as my tía. She'd feed us all when my sister and I would go over to her house to play. She lived in the same neighborhood as us. She has a wonderful laugh.
Cool.
I asked her how she felt about getting help for the first time. I knew going into this interview that she had bipolar disorder, but I still wasn't ready for what she was about to tell me next.
I wasn't embarrassed. I wasn't worried. I was happy that somebody told me that there was a problem with me, because I had kids then and I didn't want to kill myself. Well, I did try suicide one time when they were little, and then I went to them to say goodbye. And I looked at their face, and I couldn't do it. I took a lot of pills, so I started throwing up. I put my finger in my mouth, my throat, and I started throwing up. And from what I understand, I was asleep for 2 weeks. I guess that, you know, that medication did something to me, that I was sleeping for 2 weeks, but somebody took care of me. And I did it for my kids.
I've worked with a lot of people now who've attempted suicide, but I never thought that somebody so close to me could wrestle with the same issue. I thank God that her story has a happy ending, that she decided not to end her life and instead kept fighting. I remember thinking, if I'm just now finding out that somebody in my family has attempted suicide, how many other people out there are completely unaware that somebody in their own family is thinking of killing themselves?
When my family found out that I was in the hospital, they wanted to know why, and I told them. And they were very proud of me that I went for help and that I kept fighting every day to find my medications. But I feel so much better. My kids see the difference, and they enjoy being with me. In the past, they didn't. And now we're a lot closer. And they're happy now with me. I'm not the monster I used to be. I'm a person, a normal person. That's all I can say. There's no other word I can say.
For Latino USA and Vocalo, I'm Blas Diaz.
Blas Diaz's story came to us via the Vocalo Storytellers Workshop from Chicago Public Media.